Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome back to my house. We got room for all y'all. Come on in.
Lots of water questions lining up here this morning.
Lots of water questions. Kind of been dealing with that for about the last 2 weeks, both here on the show, on the internet machine at rosieonthehouse.com, as well as at the office during the week. Lots of questions about water. But when you have an event like we recently had, it does introduce situations that surprise a lot of people. For sure.
It does. Hey, can I remind everybody to vote this weekend? This is the last weekend for the two contests we're in. One's for Arizona Big Media for Best Referral Network, number one referral network in the state. And just go to Arizona Big Media. But you can also just make it easy and go to our Facebook page, rosieonthehouse.com. The links are right there. All you do is click and vote. So there's that one here. And then Tucson, the Tucson Daily Star Reader's Choice Award. That also is on our Facebook page. So if you'll help us out to be the best referral network as well.
Yeah, take a couple minutes for those of you that contact us constantly about the quality of contractors we're sending to your home. We have, for 13 years in a row, been voted the number one contractor referral directory in all of Arizona. I don't know how those other companies say what they say. Only Rosie on the House is number one. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you humbly, that's due to all the work our team puts in to screening the contractors that live on that website.
And the work our guys do, get constant affirmation that they are the best. They are great guys, hardworking people who will do a good job.
We're going to continue talking water. We're going to be talking about shower heads. The other thing we're going to be talking about is got a lot of questions this week about, okay, my ceiling collapsed. We did have a roof leak. I think there's a picture on our Facebook page of a Jeep sitting in a garage with a drywall ceiling sitting on top of the Jeep.
So you want that.
Oh, gosh. You walk out and you're gonna run to the gym in the early morning and start the day positive and get it fired up and going, and you open the garage door, and you've got the garage ceiling sitting on top of your car. So we're going to treat your question on what to do in those particular scenarios. Maybe you just got a water stain on your drywall ceiling. Maybe you were lucky. Maybe it was a small leak. And once the water absorbs all the tannins that are in the roof deck and the joists and the rafters and all the dirt and the muck that's in your insulation and carries that into your drywall, gravity pulls it through to the surface, and then your air conditioner is constantly working to pull humidity out of the air, the drywall eventually dries. But all of the muck that was brought into that sheetrock by the roof leak stays, and you've got this brown water stain on the ceiling. And if you've ever tried to solve that before, you know paint will not cover it. It'll just bleed right through. So what I encourage you to do is wipe the area down with a sponge and clean it real well. And if the stain is the size of a basketball, clean an area 3 to 4 times that big. Okay, then that area, 3 to 4 times bigger than the stain, you will then treat it with a product like Kills, which you can buy at any hardware store. You spray it on there, and it will seal the stain in. Now, if you only spray the stain, the next time the room gets humid, that stain will migrate out past the area that you sprayed the Kills. That's why you want to spray an area 3 to 4 times the size of the actual stain. Allow the Kills, and There's Benzer makes a product, Kills makes a product. It's a stain blocking lacquer product. Once that dries, then you repaint the ceiling. If you've got the old popcorn ceiling, well, you're in a mess. That might be a really good time for you to go ahead and just take it all down. So if you're dealing with a stained drywall, it's important to use the right product to block the stain, and it's important to apply it to an area 2, 3, or 4 times the area of the stain, let it dry, then paint, and then don't forget, try and find out where the water came from, and let's get that taken care of so we don't have to deal with it again.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. 10 o'clock hour, our third and final hour of our Saturday morning broadcast. Whatever you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. Stephen, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, I've got a persistent air in the hot water line.
And what makes you think it's the hot water side?
That's the only side it's coming out in. I don't use the hot water in the summertime, and I put the gas hot water heater on vacation. My plumbing runs on the outside of the house, and I have a block house. I also have a pressure reduction valve, and I just can't seem to figure where the I've looked at the meter, and the water doesn't seem to be moving.
Well, when you say you put your water heater on vacation, are you saying you just completely turn it off, or you just don't ask for
hot
water?
It's just put to the vacation use.
Very low temperature.
Yeah, very low. It's not off, but it's next to nothing. But
when you ask for hot water, you get air sputtering first.
Well, yeah, I rarely use hot water in the summertime, but when I use it, it's got all sorts of air in it every day.
And are you only incurring this during the summer, Stephen? In the winter, when you've got the water heater turned back on and you're using it more often, does that solve the problem?
Yeah, we don't notice it the time of year we use it, but I'm wondering if it's this pressure reduction valve.
I don't think that's the problem. I like homes with pressure reduction valves. Do you know what you have the pressure set to, Stephen?
There's a hose bib in back and there's a hose bib in front, and the one in front doesn't have the pressure reduction, and it's twice the pressure. I was getting clanking plumbing before we had that pressure reduction valve put in.
Okay, Stephen, I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to have to talk more offline because I've got a lot more questions to ask. Where we've placed that pressure reduction valve may be a part of the problem. It should be at the entry manifold to your house, and it should be impacting every single faucet, every single hose bib, every single plumbing fixture on your property. But the fact you're only incurring this in the summer with the water heater set to low, lots of other questions. You have circulating pumps on, or, you know, we'll get to the bottom of it, but I'm gonna have to go deeper than I want to go on air with everybody.
And if the water out of the water heater is being pumped out from the top, would it automatically refill if that water, if there's a leak in that water heater line that drains it? Or is it only pumping water when he's asking for it? So let's say, you know, he's got a completely full hot water line, uses it, doesn't use it for 2 weeks, and a little leak somewhere drains that whole line. It should be filling it back up, shouldn't it?
And if he's got a circulating valve on it with a link, it could be back draining just enough to... It shouldn't be.
Yeah. The only way air gets in the line is there's a break somewhere in the integrity of your piping system.
And it could be something so simple as, depending on the age of the house and its sound masonry with the plumbing on the outside, he possibly could have a bad gasket on a bathroom valve on the hot water side. Whereas the water's being used, that bad gasket is actually allowing water back to be siphoned back into the system. So,
and he doesn't notice it in the winter because it's being used regularly.
That's
enough.
Right.
The leak is so small, it doesn't have time to ever, you know, present itself.
Just another one of those nagging little problems I love to get to the bottom of. So, Stephen, we'll keep digging for you. I'll be reaching out to you, and we'll do what we have to find out why this is.
Elisa's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Welcome to the program.
Hi, I was calling because I have water that is leaking from somewhere, and there's a couple of components to it. The first part is that my water bill has gone from like $70 a month to $150, and over the course of like the past 4 months. So I had a plumber come out and check for a slab leak, and he didn't find a leak. So then I had a landscaper come out and look for a leak in the landscape, and he didn't see anything there. So they were pointing towards maybe something with the pool. But the other part of it is that I have a few sinkholes that are developing around the house. Mm. And so, yeah.
All of this was going right according to schedule. I knew exactly what I was going to tell you to do, and then the
sinkholes.
Then the sinkholes came up. I tell you what, Alyssa, do you have time just to hang on a minute? We're going to have to take a short station break. Let me noodle on this for a few minutes. I've got a few things I want you to check, but I don't have time to cover it right now. Hold on, dear. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go on a short break. And she did mention that the pool filler is on, and they haven't checked the pool yet. So I think that's the first place I'm going to take her when we get back right after this short break. Alyssa and her skyrocketing water bills.